what would you say is one specific thing that you've noticed that he's evolved even from last year?
He's somebody that just is going to continue to work on everything that he does. There's so many plays out there at camp that I've seen that, you know, his accuracy just being right on, him going with the football right where he needs
85%,
to go.
85%, I read.
Is that what it is?
That's what I read.
Whose stat was
your
that?
Amazing beat reporters in this beautiful city.
Good job, beat reporter.
That's incredible.
It was probably Elliot. Elliot. There you go.
Shout out, Elliot.
Yeah, there you go, Elliot.
Reluctantly.
Shout out, Elliot. Well, you know what?
Reluctantly.
You saying from Sirianni or K?
From K.
Sirianni was
like
all
K.
over it.
I mean, yeah,
Sirianni knows like where K, the stats come from.
Yeah, I like K. But she, you know, you got to get my man. It's
well, maybe she should have done her homework a little bit more. She should have come in knowing that was clearly Elliot's stats. But either way, Elliot got a shout out on the K Adams Show, and he's with us right now. We haven't got a chance to talk to Elliot all week. The Elliot Sure Perks call-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
As I've always said, when it comes to the numerous shout-outs I get to the training camp stats, it's not about me. It's about the stats. I'm just happy to see it become part of, you know, everyday football lexicon.
No, but, you know, you got to get your props, man, because we work in a business where, you know, people don't get the credit for their work, and you should get your credit for your work.
Well, I do. I will not push back on that. If they ask me to have a lie detector test today, I'll probably agree with you on that one.
All right, Elliot, we got a lot to talk about, and today's a big spot for you because the last few days, while you've been there and you've been reporting and everyone's been following what you've been saying and tweeting and obviously the Go Birds podcast, our shows, at least, we haven't done as much Eagles first week of August as normal with the Phillies-Yankees series, a day game yesterday, the trade deadline show. So we got to get a real report from you today on what you've been seeing lately. So let's start with Jalen Hurts. We know it was a great start to camp. How has it been last couple days? Is he still, you know, rocking A's every day, or has it been a little bit more pushback from the defense?
Hasn't been A's every day. He's gotten, I think it was a B and a B minus the last 2 days. So I would say that things are starting to even out a little bit. And, you know, in a lot of ways, that's a positive for the Eagles. I think the defense has been much better the last 2 days. The last practice they had, they did a ton of red zone. They had the pads on. And those are, you know, I think a lot of times the most competitive drills of practice and really a good shot to see where the team is at. And I thought the defense won those drills. Quinyon Mitchell has been really good. Darius Slay has had a few really good snaps. So I think that things have started to even out. By no means has Hurts been bad. He was 14 of 21, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions in the last practice. So that's a good day at the office. But there is still probably too many plays in the red zone where he's either holding it or, you know, they're not getting in. And when you're doing red zone drills like that, you should really be scoring at a very high rate.
Ellie, you mentioned Quinyon Mitchell there. It sounds like and seems like he's making a push here to play early. And if you asked me 3 weeks ago, would that happen? And this was before I knew Cooper DeJean was going to be out and behind. I would have said probably not, right? You have Slay on one side, the other side, Kelee Ringo, Isaiah Rodgers. Wasn't sure if Quinyon could play the slot or would early, but it seems like he's playing to his way into the conversation to play early here.
Yeah, and I think the most impressive thing so far with him has been he's earning his snaps. I think sometimes with first-round picks, they just get put out there, right? Day one, snap one, they're a starter. That's where they're going to be. Quinyon didn't start like that. He was getting a lot of second-team reps, some third-team reps. He was playing on the outside. He was doing some nickel. He was playing in like a six defensive back look where he was kind of roaming. And he's played really well in camp. And I think that obviously with Cooper going down, that impacted things. But now that he's getting first-team reps with the nickel, it does seem like that could be his home for the season. I think it'll be Kelee or Isaiah Rodgers on the outside, Slay on the other side, and then you could see Quinyon in there. And I think it's really good for his development. He's been really good so far in camp, and if he can get experience covering guys from the inside, and then eventually when he moves to the outside, having had that experience, I think it'll make him better. So a really positive start to camp so far for Quinyon.
Elliot Sure Parks with us here, talking Eagles as they have the Oprah practice tonight at the Link. Elliot, the third wide receiver spot, the slot, although I know Kellen Moore is probably going to move guys around so other guys will be in there, but I just mean the third receiver on the field. I find it to be a fascinating battle between some young guys, some guys that have, you know, let's call it, been a bust in their career with John Ross, not as good as people hope with Paris Campbell. Even Britton Covey seems to be in the mix here. How would you assess that battle a week or so in a camp?
Well, the fact that it is a battle, I think, is surprising. Going into camp, to me, it felt like Paris Campbell really had that job locked down. But around the third day of camp, John Ross started to take more and more snaps with the first-team offense. Britton Covey isn't getting consistent snaps yet with the first-team offense, but he has more targets and more catches than anybody else in camp because he is playing so much on the second and third team as well. So I think it's been a pleasant surprise for the Eagles off of what they've seen. Paris Campbell's been good. John Ross has been good. John Ross should have had a touchdown two practices ago where he was open. He beat his man down the field, and Jalen just missed him. But that's not his fault. He still got open and showed the speed, I think, that can be helpful in this offense. And then as far as most improved players, Covey might be that. I mean, I'm still skeptical he can be an every down NFL receiver, but he's showing.
Cole Beasley, they compared him to Cole Beasley. Or he said, exactly. What he said, he'd been watching Cole Beasley film or something like that?
He said he's been watching Cole Beasley film, obviously because Kellen Moore was Cole Beasley's coach when they were in Dallas. And he just looks really improved. He's getting open. He's catching everything thrown his way. And he's definitely been a pleasant surprise, too. So I think the Eagles should be and are very encouraged by what they've seen so far.
Cole Beasley comp is actually interesting because the Kellen Moore thing, right? That's where Beasley did his damage in Dallas.
Yeah,
he's a fraud.
And he fought Howard on Twitter, which was great. That is interesting. That's certainly a battle we're going to keep watching. All right, Elliot, any concern with injuries on the offensive line? I saw they signed Nick Gates a couple days ago. Obviously, has a good amount of starting experience in the NFL. Steen is down right now. What do we know? And any reason that you think they might be concerned with depth on the O-line?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rotating cast so far for the offensive line in training camp. Lane has missed some snaps, and he missed an entire day. Landon Dickerson has missed some time, even since returning from that toe injury. And as you mentioned, you know, Steen has been out. So they really have a lot of different guys in there. Their offensive line behind the starters really is pretty unproven. It's journeyman guys like Matt Hennessy, Max Sharping. Now they brought in Nick Gates, who has played center and you know, the guard position. And then it's kind of like young guys who haven't really shown anything. So, you know, the offensive line, I think as long as Statlin is the offensive line coach, they're always going to be competent. I've covered many training camp practices where the line didn't look good, and then in the season they do. But no question, I think they know they need some more proven guys behind their starters.
Elliot, let's talk about tempo and their practice reps. I saw you had a tweet the other day that was interesting, and I've seen a lot of the players talking about this. And when we were there for one practice last week, Hugh, I did notice that they would run a play, and then they would kind of sprint to the end zone, sprint back. It seems like conditioning, Elliot, and kind of a unique way to condition, not just like, let's run gassers here, but let's run after a play and then run another play. It seems like it's a theme here. Have you noticed it? Does it seem like they're doing more, running more, all that kind of stuff at camp?
Yeah, so through five practices last year, they were at 118 snaps for the first team offense. Through five practices this year, they're at 152. So that's like almost two more full practices worth of snaps in those five practices this year. So they're definitely getting a ton of reps in. But I think another advantage outside of the tempo is last year, this team started off sloppy at camp. I remember Nick yelling at them. I remember they had to move a practice to the link because they were having such substitution issues. The benefit of doing the tempo and having guys come, you know, one play then switch, one play then switch, is there have not been the same kind of substitution issue. They look way crisper, I think, through five practices this year than they did through five practices last year. So it's definitely been a better start to camp.
As far as the D linemen go, Elliot, who has jumped out to you is you know, out there making plays and looks like he might be something kind of special outside of Jalen Carter, I guess.
I hesitate to say this because last year I thought he had an outstanding training camp. I thought he would get double-digit sacks, and then he barely played. But I can't lie about what I see. And Nolan Smith has been awesome so far in camp. I mean, there's probably one or two plays a day where he stands out, where if they were tackling, he might have had a sack on the play. So I think he looks, he's been playing good out there. He said that he's put on almost 10 pounds of muscle this offseason. So he looks physically stronger than he did last year. Now, again, he had a great camp last year. So he has to go out and prove it this year. But I do think he's had a good start to camp.
All right, Elliot, we're doing polygraph day here at WIP, and Hugh was just on, and I was on earlier, and one of the questions I was asked this morning was, do I believe that Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles' starting quarterback in 2026? And I said yes, and then the polygraph noticed some nerves and that deep down, I am not sure of that. So, Elliot, I'm going to ask you this. If Howie Roseman was hooked up to the polygraph, do you think there would be nerves, or do you think it would be a yes with no doubt coming back out of the results?
I think there would definitely be nerves, without question. But what I would say to that is, how many quarterbacks in the league do you think are definitely going to be their team starter in 2026? Like maybe five or six? Like I don't think there's a ton of them out there. So 2026, as we learned with Carson, is a far ways away. I don't think anyone thought, frankly, besides you, Joe, that at the beginning of 2020, that Carson would be gone in 2021. So I think it's fair to be skeptical that this will be Jalen's job in 2 years, especially coming off of last year, especially with how the year ended. If he's the quarterback in 2 years, that's a major win for this team. So I think if you put Howie on the lie detector, it would definitely come back with some nerves.
Yeah, I agree. I do. You're right. It is a long time, especially for a mobile quarterback that's had injuries. You just don't know how it's going to all age and play out. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping. I know you're going to be on, you and Jack, tonight from practice?
Yep, favorite show of the year. We're going to be doing live play-by-play of the practice from Maryland Mike's booth. So it'll be an honor to sit.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, you get to sit in the seat of a Hall of Famer. That's yeah. Great. Now are you sitting in Merrill's seat or Mike's, or do you not know whose seat is whose?
Well, I think I'll probably sit in the Merrill seat. Feels more worthy, I guess, than Jack as a football guy. But to be fair, I've sat in Hughes' seat too, and he's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I'm used to working.
Was it warm?
I'm a lucky guy.
Because he farted? I did fart, man.
Well, we're about to find out. The polygraph results are in. All right, Elliot, we'll see you soon, and have a good show tonight from practice. Thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. Yes, he and Jack do the live play-by-play from Eagles practice tonight.
That should be fun.
It is. I usually, you know, depending on when I get, I usually go to the open practice. I'll be there tonight. I usually catch the beginning of those guys, and then if they're still on, when I'm pulling out. So that'll be great to listen to tonight with Elliot and Jack live from Eagles practice at the Link. All right. Before we go any further here, we have to welcome William in here to help us out, Hugh, because the lie detector results are in.
They're in.
For Hugh Douglas. All right, and now we're going to do this like we did it earlier for me. Kyle, do you have the questions that Hugh answered?
Yeah, so I would assume that just like yours, they added a few.
Okay, so how about you present the questions we know Hugh was asked, yes, and William could tell us how Hugh did.
All right,
let's do it.
I can't wait for these. This is my most highly anticipated on the show.
Hugh, do you feel like you nailed this?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. The first question that people want answers to: do you believe that you could get a sack off of Lane Johnson in your prime? How did Hugh answer this, and how did he do?
Well, before I give the results, I'd like to make a small disclaimer.
Okay. Oh.
The fact that you could fold me into a paper airplane had no influence on my analysis.
That's good.
Well, you're a pro.
There's
yeah, we
no
expect that. Yes.
I just want to make sure.
I yell at Hugh all the time. I mean, yeah, he could.
I think you could take Hugh, to be honest. He's gotten soft in his old age.
You got him, William.
He was truthful.
Wow. So he thinks he can get a sack off a lane.
Yeah. I tell no lies, man.
I think he could too.
I ain't lying.
I mean, Lane does have long arms.
Yeah, he's a tough cookie, man.
So we're going back to the arms. Yeah, I heard you call me short the other day. I was going to let it slide.
Short T-Rex arms. Yeah, this is.
Well, I didn't get to say short for a defensive end. I did kind of call you short.
You definitely called me short.
I mean, you are taller than me, but shorter for a defensive end. All right, so Hugh is truthful. He thinks he can get that sack off of Lane. All right.
I'm not surprised about that one.
No, I'm not either.
So I'm wondering if, let's see, we'll stick with the sack theme. Do you believe if you suited up in an NFL game today that you could get an NFL sack? So how did you answer that?
How did I answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you answered that, yeah?
Yes.
And was Hugh telling the truth, do we believe?
He was telling the truth 100%.
Oh, my
God. So he's just crazy then.
Well, that has been up for discussion, but I mean, I guess it's kind of confirmed.
We're finding out that you're delusional today.
Not a liar, just a loon. A sack today?
Yeah.
You haven't played in 20 years.
20 of them things. 52 years old, still feel like you know what I mean? I still feel like I got it.
You could luck into a sack. I mean.
Well, our last guest thinks he can luck into a home run.
Which we'll find out if he actually does think that later.
All right. What was Hugh's next question?
All right. This one I'm very curious about. I think this one might be the one that the people of the Delaware Valley are the most interested in. If Trotter did not get between you and T.O., do you believe that you would have came away from that having gotten the better of T.O.?
Are you asking me?
You said how did you answer that? Yes, I'm assuming. Okay.
Yes.
How did you do on that one?
You did very well. And I would not want to be between the both of them.
Neither would I.
If that ever happened.
I do believe you believe that.
Yeah, and I believe it. I believe it too. Yeah. You would have taken T.O.
Yeah.
He was not a dude to mess with.
Well, T.O. is a big guy, but Hugh has bigger
T.O. T.O. put together though. He ain't no slouch.
No. Man. I mean, thankfully Trotter didn't let that get out of hand.
Yes, for everyone, mostly for T.O. All right, what's our next?
All right, two more. These are pressing show questions here.
Okay, here we go.
The first one I'll ask you because we've been harassing you about this for a while. Do you believe that you will become a resident of the Philadelphia area at some point? How did you answer this?
No. You said a resident of the Phil, like, because when you say, like, in my mind, when you said Philadelphia area, I'm thinking Philadelphia.
The city.
And the
I
city.
Knew it. I knew you'd take it literally.
Yeah.
And you were looking towards, like, Delaware.
Delaware, yeah. So I took it literally.
So
yeah.
You answered no, and did he answer truthfully?
He certainly did.
I'm not surprised.
I said no, yeah.
You have issues, man. You're so literal.
No, because you're asking questions.
You're like Decameron beat the hammer. Gets like very sticklerish about things
wording,
like that. Like
yeah.
you would give him a run for his money about like literalism.
Oh boy, that would be wild to hear. All right, so Hugh does not believe he'll be a resident of the Philadelphia area, but for good reason.
All right, Hugh.
It's not where he's looking.
Was this
that he was going stadium?
A fart on the air.
No.
You said it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Was Hugh being truthful?
I did not ask him that question because I had to leave the room.
Oh.
he had to go. But I didn't fart. I did not fart.
I didn't ask him that question.
So we didn't get to that question. One.
No.
So you slithered away.
No. But listen to what's going on. So if I would have been asked a question, it would have been no. And I'd have been right.
Well, we don't have definitive evidence now.
Dude. This is an entirely new layer.
No,
let me
can I just say this in my defense? If he would have asked me that question, I probably would have laughed, and I would have said no, and it probably would have said I lied, because you're not supposed to move.
I am appalled.
You can't move. Yeah,
you can't move, and I would have I probably would have laughed, and it would have been like, you know, it would have been said I farted.
So results unclear. I mean, like, but look, no, for our sake, you should still very well believe that it was you.
I mean, you can believe it, but look at my flawless polygraph. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but why was that not asked?
Because you didn't. We ran out of time.
You ran out of time.
You ran out of time.
I don't buy this.
I think you were worried about this flawless polygraph.
I came into the show 6 minutes late.
I feel like y'all should give me a pass and believe me because I tell no lies.
Polygraph clean.
I tell no lies.
Draws.
Not so
probably
much.
Unclean.
Well, you were more truthful than me. I mean, I had discrepancies in mine.
Even in the test, even in I guess the control questions,
pretest, yeah,
killed it.
You won today.
All right. So, are there more questions that we got from Hugh here?
Was that it? Or were there any more questions?
That's it.
All right, Hugh. You passed with flying colors.
Trying to tell you, so know what that means, people? That y'all need to start listening to me when I be dropping these gems on this here radio.
Well, the
station.
Fun part is we all think we're telling the truth,
yes,
and everyone thinks we're nuts. That's the fun part. All right. Well, William, we thank you. We thank you and Nate for coming in today. This has been great. I mean, the whole day has been awesome. And I know our afternoon show, they have some characters participating as well. So it's going to be fun. Thank you, William.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Yes. Thank you to William and Nate from the Keystone Intelligence Network for helping us out here. And the polygraphs, obviously, are just for fun here. But here's what you do need to know. And this is for fun, but also for real. And it's awesome. The Philadelphia Police Department, they're hiring. The next hiring date from September 30th through October 27th. Starting salary is $64,000 and a sign-on bonus of 20% of the starting salary. Apply online at joinphillypd.com. Very convenient. That last question couldn't be asked. Very
Ran
convenient.
Out of time,
yeah.
Man. But listen, for all the people that was waiting on that question, I can help you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Look at all the other questions I was asked that I was just flawless
on. You aced
it. I aced it. So y'all need to start listening to me and believing me. Because I ain't got no reason to lie to you. None.
Yeah, you believe what you say. I mean, you also,
everything.
You skipped out on that important question. I sat there and I took the heat, okay?
I am so
I was
suspicious
put on the right record.
What do you mean?
I took the heat. Do you actually believe Hurts will be the quarterback here in 2 years? And I had trepidation in my answer, and they picked up on it. You were going to be asked if you had a fart in the studio last week, and you just left.
This is deception.
Well, you blamed it on poor William over here.
I didn't.
You said he had to leave. Where is he going?
Yeah, he got stuff to do.
Stuff to do. He's here all day.
I am so suspicious.
Listen, I know y'all think I had. I ain't had nothing to do with it, man. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean?
I would say this. This whole day has been a success here.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I just want to say something real quick. Lane Johnson, if you're listening, you know what time it is.
Come get it.
You know what I mean? Lane. I'm just trying to let you know. Back in my heyday, you'd have had some real problems with your boy. Some real problems.
You know, in the what Rocky movie was it where they do the cartoon of Rocky versus the guy who was the, have you seen it? Is it Creed? It might have been Creed. It's like him, a simulation of him against the current champion.
Oh, uh-huh. Is it?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's Rocky Balboa.
Game.
It's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's Rocky Balboa.
That would make sense.
Right. So Rocky Balboa, they do the simulation, and then he gets in the ring again, and he faces it. I think the guy's name was Mason Dixon. Was the
the Mason
boxer.
Dixon. Yeah, I remember that.
The line was his name.
What?
You never seen Rocky Balboa?
No, I've said I don't remember his name being Mason Dixon.
I think his name was Mason Dixon. His nickname was the Line. Exactly. Go look it up. See if I'm right on this, but. There was a simulation.
Isn't that the one that had the fake, what's the name with the hair? Oh, man, I can't think of his name. The fighting promoter. Don King. That's the one with the fake Don King.
There may have been. In the movie, to set up eventually them fighting, right, Rocky to get back in the ring.
Simulator.
They did the simulation like on ESPN. And that's what I wish we could do with you in your prime against Lane Johnson. Like to watch it. Like a Madden type of thing. Who would win? Hugh Douglas. Lane Johnson. I think we asked you this before. What was your best rating in Madden? Do you have a 99 one year?
It was like 98 or something.
Yeah,
like
it was really good.
So 98 Hugh against, I'm sure one of the last few years was Lane's best.
I think Lane's he's upper 90s.
Upper 90s. I mean, that's the matchup.
No, it'd have been fun. Like tremendous amount. Like Lane's a big dude.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like he's and it's times where I see Lane, when he gets in his set, and if you don't beat him till he gets set up, you're going to have a long day. So that would have been the challenge, trying to get closer to Lane before he got a chance to actually set. That's where the challenge would have came in.
Yeah, it would have been fun to watch that one. All right, 215-592-9494. Tell you, Hopper, we'll come back. We'll get your calls up here. We need your best lie. Best lie you've ever told for a chance at a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest up in New York on August 16th to the 18th at Javits Center.